What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The thought of Owen getting emotional made me get emotional. And now Lima, he eased up the room because he started regaling us with stories of just terrible things you did in college.
Well, you know how like the wet bandits would leave their mark? Right. We had a weird phase where we were very destructive. I don't know why.
You guys were idiots.
Yeah, we were idiots.
You were idiots.
I was way too old to be doing this.
Like, not fun idiots, too. Like, what are you doing?
Well, we were dumping full beers down various places, like couches and pool tables and plants. That got me escorted right out of a Kent State bar. It's like I caught. Imagine that. I think I got picked up by the shirt collar.
Well,
we were laughing the night away too.
I was going to try to say where you didn't drop her off, but here we are.
Sorry about that.
Owen dropped off his daughter at college yesterday, and then he described that he and his wife were emotional leaving.
We were supposed to listen to this Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift podcast on the way home. Instead, we just cried like little bitches the whole way home.
It's so sad. Nice, but you know.
No, it was good.
Well, were you bracing for this in a certain way? Did you know it was going to hit you like this?
I knew she would go to college. Because I'm emotional, so I knew it was coming, and I knew her mother talked a big game for a month, and then I knew what was going to happen. Although she, you know, her mom did not want to do the. She doesn't like to let her guard down and show the softer side for her. And I did. I'm like, why are you doing this? And she told me, you know, she's, you know, just thinking back to her life and all that and getting to this point. It definitely, it shines lights on things that you never think you're going to be this. It goes quicker than you think, guys. And that's why when you tell me, I don't know if I want to take the kids to the feast. You better take those damn kids to the feast.
But when it's 90 degrees on Saturday,
I don't care. Yeah, you only get this next minute once, right? Like you only get those times, so many opportunities, and then you think back when they're 18 and going to school, and you're like, oh, we blew that one, we blew that chance right there. So
what were
Mason walking around like Carmine Galante?
Okay.
You should dress him in a full suit, cotton.
What were your final? Linen. What were your final either instructions or it was there anything you wanted to get off your chest?
Yeah, what do you say when you leave? They'll remember it forever.
I said bye.
That was what you said?
Yeah.
Because you were losing it. You were starting to lose it probably the whole day.
Oh, God.
Terrible. I was good. I wasn't thinking of it because we did the move in. Her roommate, who is not from the area, she didn't know her prior. They met, like, they know each other now. They've talked during the summer and things like that. Because it's much different than when, you know, we were going to school and things like that. Like, you didn't, probably if you knew them, they came from your hometown or something like that, right? They're from... This girl's from Columbus area. So we did move in at roughly the same time. So it was a little race between the fathers to put together things. Like I had a nightstand. They did a a shelving unit. And I'm like, of course I know how to use this Allen wrench.
I love how competitive.
What are you talking about?
Hey, of course, you don't tighten
them all first.
Yeah, you're not only sizing her up, you're sizing the family up, because you know if they hit it off, all of a sudden your daughter is going to be hanging out with her and some of her Columbus friends, and it's gonna open up a new world of people that you wouldn't have otherwise thought. So you want to make sure, like, oh, they come from good stock.
More than even the education experience, to me, the reasons that you go to school is to expand your network, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I did get a disturbing photo that I forgot my vice grips. They're still
in
Kent State. Yeah. So looks like that'll have to make a little trip over to Kent State. It was hard, though, when we were talking about
she's a reason to go back.
They were talking about things, you know, well, this weekend, parents weekend, whatever. And I'm like, right now, currently, I'm what, 40 minutes away from the campus?
Mm-hmm.
I can just be there. Be there by noon.
That's true. That's comforting.
That is nice. But you should keep leaving stuff there so you have an excuse to go back.
I'll be fine. She'll be okay. I got to find my phone.
I'm going to be there in 2 weeks. Owen, I'll be there in 2 weeks if you need anything.
You better stay out of that dorm room, man.
Could you imagine?
There's a picture. What, there's a selfie.
I did tell her, and Chrissy and I, especially on certain weekends, we will drive the opposite direction. We usually go west and like go out to the islands and things like that. It's the same amount of time. I go, you never know. We might just start hanging out in downtown Kent. We could be bumping into each other in these places. Just get ready for it.
Can you imagine if, and I'm not insinuating that she would ever do this, careful, but, you know, use a certain identification to get into a certain bar, and she sees mommy and daddy.
What do you
right
do? Do you leave or do you tell on her?
I would not think that she'd ever have one of those.
No, never.
Of course not. Yeah.
But I get to do it all again next week. I take the other one to Bowling Green, the opposite direction.
I really look forward to prison move-in day for my son. It's going to be a good time. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 8:22 this morning.
Watching my dad.
Conspiracy. Yeah. Do you think my son and your dad will be roommates? Mary Kay Cabot at 8:22 this morning. Conspiracy was afoot. I had people who I still do respect, but there are scouts and people that I have followed that actually thought that the injury yesterday, the oblique injury with Shador, was to protect trade value. I mean, those are theories that are being shared right now, which I think are a little bit strong. There was a bunch of different conspiracies that were afoot, and it reminded me, and because we got so deep into some other things, it just reminded me of a call that the Afternoon Drive Show got. This is Monday afternoon.
Jason in Charlotte. Welcome to the show, bud.
If you're the GM, you're Andrew Berry, Saints offer you a second-round pick for Shador today. Do you think he'd take it? And I also want to know, would you take that trade?
I don't know if either one of them did. They can answer it again. That's what I like to leave it with. But, I mean, I don't understand how after that performance, I think there's people who just think he's terrible and they're tired of the Browns and they're tired of all the craziness that goes on. And I got to tell you, I wanted to defend the Browns a bit when the conspiracy stuff came along. I'm like, nope, like they're victims of their own failure. That's all there is. So whenever there's something crazy that goes on and people go, the Browns are, well, guys, you know, you got 25 years of messing this whole thing up. I can't really defend your track record on things. But I can't see them trading any one of these guys. And certainly not. Could you imagine after that performance on Friday, they trade away Shador Sanders? Your chance for a bailout with this football team?
What I was thinking is I would trade.
Even a second rounder.
I would trade Flacco, Pickett, and Gabriel for a second rounder if I could do it right now. And here's why. Like, obviously, everything is going to be stacked against anybody taken in the fifth round. I don't care that Shador is as famous and popular as he is. It's still going to be really hard. And now with this injury, it's going to be really hard for him to get the opportunity. And we haven't even talked about, like, what if Flacco's decent this year? Not great, but what if he's decent? Then what does that do to an opportunity for Shador Sanders or the fact that Dylan Gabriel is still going to be on the roster? What does that mean? It's just hard. That is just a fact. If you're a first-round pick, you're going to get not only one opportunity, you're going to get at least one other opportunity with another team.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fact. Shador, because of his name, I think he will be afforded one more opportunity, but no guaranteed starting role. Like, that's why it's important for him to get as many opportunities as possible, even in these preseason games, even if you and I might not be going nuts. We'll have some fun with it, but we understand the difference between a preseason game and a regular season game.
Yeah.
But here's why I don't make that deal. And I know it sounds like, what, Lima, come on, he was drafted in the fifth round. Now he's getting a second round. All he's played is one preseason game. You just said it's likely that he's not going to ever be in the mix or never really going to be.
If he's injured.
And I'm just thinking to myself, Ken, like, if you're going to throw the darts, yeah, throw the darts.
Yeah.
You don't half-cock the dart and then chuck it away, you know, at the last second. It'd be dangerous to do that. They're very sharp. I just think now you've committed to at least giving this a run. Like, why would you then turn around and trade it immediately? Now you've at least seen the talent is there. The talent is beyond a fifth round pick. How can anybody dismiss that? I don't care, preseason or not.
Well, the timing's all off. He's not above getting traded. He's not done anything. He can't do anything in the regular season. We haven't had a regular season game yet. He's not above getting traded right now. But he's above. He's above me just trading him away before I actually see it. I don't know if anybody. I don't think anybody would call in for a second rounder. And if anybody did call in for a second rounder, yeah, you know what? You could think about it. But I'd go, why is a team willing to offer me a second round pick for this guy? Am I going to make another mistake and trade away another good quarterback? Is that what I'm going to do? Like, you have to think about that as well. A team calls up, you better make damn sure. And I know that this is a pretty arrogant group at times. But damn it, you better make damn sure that you're hoodwinking a team for a second round pick or something like that with what the caller just said. I think there could be a trade someday. Maybe it's next year. Because you could see it where, okay, if Joe does have a good season and they use both of those picks, well, if Joe were to have a good season, he's still not staying long with you. If Joe has a good season, he's still, you got to move on because he's 40. So you probably get one of those draft picks and you use them, or both of those draft picks and you use them for a quarterback. Okay, well, then you have Shador Sanders, who has a massive fan base, and it becomes the Deshaun Watson conversation all over again. Do you keep this guy who the fans do like? Even I think at that, to maybe regular Browns fans drop their swords with the Shador fans, I'm not sure. But certainly he has a fan base, a strong fan base. Do you jettison him for more picks, draft capital, to make sure you got this guy set up where you think he's going to be good? Do you do something like that? I could see a scenario where that were to play out. But after Friday's performance, no. You call in for a second rounder, I either think you're crazy or you think you know something I don't, and I'm going to hold on to my guy.
And I know we're just two guys having a sports conversation here, and we're getting way in it, but I love these conversations no matter how unrealistic it is. But can he do it for a first rounder?
A first rounder?
Yeah.
Who's calling? Damn it. You know what you do to me? No. Because I'm not answering the question. Because if it's second round, it doesn't make the rounds. If I say I wouldn't trade him for a first rounder, then all of a sudden I'm getting killed. So I'd have three first round picks next year?
It's the Chiefs. Chiefs are calling.
No, kiss my ass. Why would you want to give up a first rounder for him? Then something's wrong with Patrick Mahomes. Something's seriously wrong for Patrick Mahomes. Steelers? I'll ask you the question.
Come on.
Yes,
come on.
I'll ask you.
Steelers have Will Howard and whoever else just played well in the preseason game. Who do they have? Skylar Thompson?
Coming up at
Skylar
8.
Skylar Green?
Coming up at 8:20. Shut up. It's Skylar Thompson. Skylar, stop it. What player could talk about Kevin Stefanski like this? Well, Travis Kelce is going to tell you coming up later on in the show. But first, let's go to the fan hotline and welcome in, as we always do at 8:22 on a Thursday morning. Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the show. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You are on your way to Eagles and Browns joint practice. We'll hear from Kevin Stefanski at 9:30. What was your first reaction to the Shador news yesterday?
I was very, very surprised. This came out of nowhere. He had never complained about any kind of soreness in the abdomen area at all. So I was very, very surprised by this. I think we all were. But as we sat there watching practice, we knew something was wrong. He didn't participate in any drills after those early, early individuals. And there's just no way they were going to bring him all the way to Philadelphia and have him just standing around.
All right, so what we have been mostly focused on is what this means for his opportunities. They only have so much time. Pretty soon, it's going to be all about preparing the team to get ready for week one against the Bengals. So what does this do to the short-term future of Shador Sanders?
Well, I think he might have to rest this for a couple of weeks. It's hard to say because, I mean, I'm not sure about that, but you know, that's basically what you have to do with an oblique strain, depending on how severe it is. And that's the whole key is we just don't know how severe it is or what grade of a strain it is. It can go anywhere from a minor stretch to some tears of the muscle fibers. Actually, it probably is some minor tears in the muscle fibers. But you just don't know how long it's going to take for him to get back or how fast he heals. So that's the big key to all of this. But with Shador, it's definitely a setback. He doesn't have a chance to build on his Panthers game. Probably when they face the Eagles on Saturday afternoon, I don't expect him to play. Why would you risk it for a preseason game? So I imagine he'll sit that out. And then when you get to the third preseason game, that's the dress rehearsal game, and Joe Flacco will start that game. They haven't said that yet, but I'm calling that now. In addition to the fact that I believe that he has to start the season on September 7th against the Bengals. So it's definitely a setback for Shador. And I think it costs him at least a chance to try to be the backup quarterback, but I don't think he was really in line for that either. I think they have been very, very intentional about developing these young guys.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the Fan Hotline. They basically, in so many ways, like now, I don't know if we're going to see him again until when, Mary Kay. Probably regular season if the wheels come off, because you go from limited amount of no reps to limited amount of reps to now no reps again. And then when you get to the regular season, there's definitely no reps because you got to get a starting quarterback ready.
Yeah, I mean, I would be shocked if he is ready to play towards the end of the game on August 23rd against the Rams in that dress rehearsal game. I would be very, very surprised if he goes out there for that because, once again, there's really no reason to do that to him right now. He needs to heal. He needs to rest. And now it's going to be about taking mental reps for him and doing everything that he can to learn that playbook and to be ready to go when his number is called. And the good thing about Shador is that every time I look up, he is talking to a different veteran about something, whether it's Myles Garrett about what he has to look for with the pass rush, or Jalen Hurts about what it's like to be a young quarterback in the NFL, or Joe Flacco about all the things that he's learned over his 18 years in this league. So he's absorbing all of the information that he possibly can, and now it's a matter of just getting that playbook down, and as Tom Brady once told him, study, study, study that film.
All right, Mary Kay, obviously it brings us to the question about what this means for Dylan Gabriel, and it could be his opportunity now to shine.
Well, as long as his hamstring will allow, I think he will get that start Saturday afternoon. We know Kenny Pickett's not playing in that game. We know Joe Flacco is not playing in that game. So, and we know Shador is not going to play in that game, or at least probably not going to play in that game. So that leaves Dylan, who's still a little tiny bit gimpy with his hamstring injury, and it leaves Tyler Huntley. Is Dylan ready to go? I predict he probably will start that game and play as long as it makes sense for them. Now, you don't want to put him at risk either, because if he's the only other healthy quarterback that you have, he's got to be your backup for week one. So you kind of have to be a little bit judicious about this, but I think he will play.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the Fan Hotline. So, again, like bringing in different guys, how much time do we give to this? So you go back to next week, by the way. I know you mentioned next week. Dress rehearsal, that means Joe plays in that game, or would they be hesitant because of this rash of injuries in this quarterback room?
No, he'll play in that game. It's okay. The dress rehearsal. Kevin won't live in his fears there. He'll play him in that game. He'll start that game. And the thing about Joe has established his durability. I mean, think about that. First of all, you don't make it to your 18th year in the NFL if you are not incredibly durable. So he is.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And he's talked about that in this camp, how put me out there for 3 hours and, you know, and watch me cook. So I think he'll be fine.
Mary Kay, I have another question to ask you about the quarterback room, but I'm waiting because I really don't want to ask it.
We'll put it off for a little bit. How did the Browns do yesterday against the world champs?
I was going to ask about the wide receivers, you ass. Go ahead, Mary Kay. Answer his question. I apologize.
Well, the defense won the day on both sides of the field. So the Eagles defense won the day. The Browns defense won the day. And when I looked out at the Browns offense, they struggled. The moment was too big for some of them, it seemed. And Joe really talked about that after the game, that you have to be really mentally tough to come in and practice against the Super Bowl champion Eagles, the number one defense in the NFL from 2024. And so I expect to see a better performance today out of the offense, but they were just off, in my opinion, just all across the board. There were throws that were off, which tells me that there had to be some missed assignments. I'm thinking that Joe knows where to go with the football. And then in terms of drops, there were plenty of drop passes. There were passes that were broken up. So they weren't necessarily winning their contested balls the way that they should have been. I just thought that it was an uneven and ragged practice offensively against the best defense from 2024.
I did feel good about what I was hearing about the defensive line, though. I'll tell you that. I know Alex Wright looked good in the preseason game against Carolina. How's he looked throughout this entire training camp? This has to be a big year for him.
It is a big year for him, and I think he really is coming on strong and coming around. And even sometimes when you have to sit out a year, football sinks into your brain, and the game just slows down for you a little bit. And I'm seeing that with Alex Wright now. And this is a great opportunity for him to step up and seize the moment and really earn and win that job opposite Myles Garrett and make an impact over on the other side, and I think he will.
Jerry Jeudy is someone I'm interested in talking about because from most accounts, Jerry Jeudy, who took off at times last year, seems like he might have an opportunity to have his most consistent from start to finish year and really stake his claim as a number one wide receiver in this league. Are you starting to feel pretty good about that, regardless of who's throwing the football to him?
Well, I think he will have a much better season or an easier time of reaching 1,100 yards, 1,200 yards, if he gets those explosives from Joe Flacco. That's what Joe is known for. That's what Jerry Jeudy can handle very well. And I think you'll see something similar to what Joe and Amari had going if those two are working out there together. So it's heating up between those guys. It's starting to look pretty good. And I do think that another Pro Bowl season, another 1,000-yard season is in order for Jerry if he's got Joe out there. I haven't seen as many of those explosives from Kenny, but we just haven't seen that much from Kenny at all because he hasn't been in an 11-on-11 drill since July 26th, the fourth day of camp.
Any sources telling you what they may have said to Miles after the speeding ticket?
No, I don't know if they disciplined him. I think they should have disciplined him. I noted in a column that I think they should have fined him and then donated the fine money to some kind of a youth safe driving group or whatever. I also suggested he should go to talk to some schools and kids in driver's ed classes. I think he should watch some scary driver's ed movies a couple times. Maybe that should be part of his discipline. I don't know what they said to Miles. I'm sure that they harshly rebuked him in the same way they did to Shador Sanders. But when you're talking about Miles, he's the team captain. He's the best player on the team. He has to be setting the tone. So I'm sure they probably came down pretty hard on him.
Yeah, Mary Kay, it puts us in a weird spot to talk about speeding. We've all sped. We've all done things like that. The thing with Miles is, I mean, it could have very easily cost him his life when he rolled over his car way back when. And, you know, people always wonder, like, oh, do you learn a lesson? Do you have to bottom out when it comes to something behaviorally? And yet, clearly, despite all the speeding tickets, and it's not just Miles, obviously, you know, Shador Sanders got a couple of tickets, we found out. And, you know, I don't want this to become the Georgia football program where, you know, it seemed like you had guys every night doing this kind of thing. And I don't have any reason to believe that's the case with the Browns. But I do wonder, you know, Kevin Stefanski seemed pretty serious about it yesterday. You wonder how Andrew Berry feels about it.
Well, he was serious about it yesterday, in part because of what did happen with Shador just in June. And we know how they spoke about that. We know what the narrative was there. And they basically came out and said, we do not want any player on our team putting themselves or others at risk. We don't want a catastrophic accident. And that's already what happened with Miles. Miles is lucky to be alive. His passenger that day was lucky to be alive. I think we all believed that he did learn his lesson there. And now we've come to find out that he didn't necessarily learn his lesson. And, you know, he should be hiring a driver to get him home at 2 o'clock in the morning. And there are all sorts of other things that he can do. But he is the team captain. He is the leader of this football team. He has vowed to take this team to the Super Bowl this year. He's aiming for NFL Defensive Player of the Year. And that starts with some of the off-the-field stuff. And this is one example of that.
Mary Kay Cabot with us. Ken's been dancing around it all morning. Are you just going to ask the question or what?
Yeah, fine. I'll ask her the question. Mary Kay, what did you think of the performance by Dom Jones?
That was
back
not
on
the question.
Friday against the
That's
Carolina
Mary
Panthers.
Kay, disregard. That was not the question.
Undrafted free agent wearing number 37. I heard he's flashing in camp, and we need him to with the loss of Martin Emerson Jr. Please, Mary Kay, answer the question.
You're
insulting
her.
Thank you very much.
Mary Kay, you don't have to respond
thank
to this.
You very much,
yeah, it'd be
Mary
one
Kay.
Thing, Kenny, if you'd go to the Mary Kay Cabot Gala, but you won't do that.
You asked the
and
question.
You won't ask the
question. So I have to ask the question because I couldn't make it to the gala because my kid was sick.
All right, to the Bill Nunn Award winner, recipient at the Hall of Fame, Mary Kay, I ask you this. What do you make of Deshaun Watson looking like he's going to be ready to play football this year?
Oh, my God, he asked it.
Well, this is such a strange quarterback year that nothing would shock me. Nothing would shock me. So I just think that we all have to stay tuned for that. Will they ever let him set foot on the field for them? Again, I don't really know. But he is certainly determined. And the Browns, every time they talk about Deshaun Watson nowadays, it's in glowing terms about what he's doing inside of that building, how he is mentoring the younger guys, his attitude, his work ethic. So he is in good standing with the club right now. And I think that, you know, anything can happen.
Whoa.
So do you think there's a chance he could play this year?
I have no idea, so I don't want, you know, to say that, oh, yes, I think he can. But they haven't ruled him out. I mean, they haven't put him on the shelf for the whole entire season. So I think they're leaving their possibilities open.
Well, we've already been through five quarterbacks in 3 weeks of training camp. So, you know, it's a long football season, Mary Kay. I guess you can't rule anything out.
No, not you really can't. But, again, I believe they hope it doesn't get to that point where they would have to do something like that. But stranger things have happened.
Mary Kay, Ken, right now, if I could explain the body language to you while you were answering the series of questions.
It's $230 million for a quarterback that nobody wants to see or talk about.
His hand was in his face, buried in his face.
Well,
it's a very odd moment.
I mean, I've always said that I doubt he'll play here again. But look, did we think that they would have six quarterbacks on this trip right now with them? So, I mean, you just never know.
All right, Mary Kay. Well, what a downer way to end the interview, huh? Thank you very much.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Enjoy your time in Philadelphia. We look forward to talking to you again. We're stateside anyway, but back here in Cleveland next week.
Sounds good. Thanks. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot. I want to make this very clear for anybody who just wants peace within the fan base. That was the worst news you could have got yesterday. Worst news you could have got. Because you'll recover from an oblique injury. I mean, some are very severe and you have to get surgeries and things. But if this is like a nagging, like, hey, you're out this week and, you know, we got to get ready and Joe's going to play against the Rams and who knows what Dylan Gabriel's going to do this at. Like, that's terrible news because now theory is going to matter so much more. Because my depth chart is Joe, Shador, Dylan, Kenny. Lima, is yours the same? I think it is, right?
Yeah.
Word for word?
Yeah.
And then the Browns is still, and I got no reason to think differently of it, now especially with the injury there, it's going to be Joe, Dylan, Kenny, Shador. I don't think anybody's getting cut. And now we're going to go into the season because next week is the dress rehearsal. They're going to go through the week like it's a normal game week. Get ready for that. Joe's going to play. That's the end of preseason. Then you're getting ready for the year. You don't have any reps left. And so when the season does probably go awry, I hope it doesn't. I hope Joe plays well. But when the season more than likely goes awry, then you think it's been bad before. It's going to be a knockdown drag out every single day. Every single day. On where Shador is, why doesn't he have the reps, if Dylan Gabriel is not good on Saturday, my God, I'm not looking forward to this. This is not going to be fun.
You did say something earlier in the show.
I'm not talking about the elephant in the room. I teased, so I have to talk about the elephant in the room.
You're doing everything
so
you can to avoid that. Maybe we'll get to it in a second here.
I'll get to
it. You did say earlier in the show that you think there could be some fans, some either Browns fans or Shador fans that could be actively rooting against Dylan Gabriel on Saturday?
Well, I don't know if it's... Well, Browns fans might root against him because... I don't think anybody should really root against him because it's a preseason for crying out loud and he's got enough going up against him for, you know. But
you know the conversation changes again. It's another layer.
If he's terrible.
If he plays well.
If he's good, then there's...
What did I do today just to get Ken go? Ken knows why I do this. He does the same thing to me.
Because he's supposed to be football smart. When you talk about 99 times out of 100, I don't know what you sent me. I'm going to just say this right now because I'm going to try to take up the space so I don't have to talk about somebody else. 99 times out of 100, when you are saying that somebody is a gamer, quote unquote, you're saying that they don't know football.
Yeah.
And they don't practice hard or they don't know what they're doing in practice. But damn it, when they go out there on game day, it all somehow clicks. And so now we're trying to say that, well, maybe Dylan's going to be a gamer. I'm sorry. He got drafted in the third round because he's a gamer.
No.
He got drafted in the third round and he allegedly, there were trade requests for him within the NFL at the beginning of day three because he knows football so well. And he knows football so well. And if he goes out there and he sucks, then you got every piece of ammunition you ever had.
But I
if
did
you're a Shador fan, my guy played well.
I did it for a reason. I sent you a video of probably his finest moment. His finest moment was at Oregon night game early in the season last year, and he was on one, okay, against the Buckeye defense. He was the best.
Travis Powell got in and took shots at Jim Knowles. Not really, but you know.
He was the best player in that game. That was a huge moment in college football last year.
Yeah.
Until, of course, Ohio State got their revenge when it really counted in the playoff. But there's evidence up and down there that this kid can make money throws with all the pressure.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope
so. All right, so stop stalling.
You wanted me to answer. I answered.
You did. So stop stalling. What are we going to do about these videos coming out? Say goodbye, by the way, to any
talk. The videos of Jalen Hurts answering questions about Shador Sanders asking about football?
Not the video.
The videos of Myles Garrett going one-on-one with Lane Johnson.
Did you see video of Jeff Okuda getting burnt in practice? Third overall pick.
Yeah, see, you're avoiding it now, too.
Maybe I'm avoiding it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so their videos that say once and for all, goodbye to any chance Jimmy Haslam had of getting any kind of an insurance claim against Deshaun Watson. Folks, he is healthy and ready to go. He is healthy and ready to go. He is running up and down the field. He's throwing footballs. He is, dare I say, ahead of schedule. What do we do with that information?
What do you want to do with that information? What do you want to do with it, bud?
Is it comeback season for Deshaun Watson?
Well, I don't know. We got quarterbacks, apparently, when they just go to the bathroom and come on out, then they can't play practice or play for the rest of the day. So, I mean, what do you think? What do you think?
I mean, doesn't look to me like there's anything materially, physically holding him back.
No. Let's just call it.
What if he got his mind right?
Okay, hold on. It's just the question of, do you think he could play? And then what would you do if he did play? Do you think there's a chance he could play this year? Question the first.
I mean,
answer
all
it now.
Along it was no. All along I thought.
Yeah, until yesterday.
I thought, and then I saw a guy that looked ahead of schedule.
Because of the video of him running?
Yeah. Now, we did the same thing, and it was silly.
Didn't have him running on schedule.
Silly,
hold on.
I thought he'd be in a wheelchair.
When did he tear when did he allegedly tear the
Well, he
Achilles
did the re-tear
again?
At the end of the season.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was in January. Guys, it's month eight of the year. It's 8 months later. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be hobbled forever because of it. So why are you so surprised?
I was
surprised?
Told a second tear is worse than a first.
I thought he'd be paralyzed.
Okay. So he's running on tape.
Wait, how did he re-tear that again?
Don't worry about it.
He slipped on a boat
doing
or something?
The lumbata.
No.
On a...
No.
Reckless speculation.
You can't have one of my lawyers. I'll tell you that right now. That was you. Anyway, guys, you know what this is going to... You know what's going to happen. You guys know what's going to happen. Let's stop being stupid with each other. Let's stop dancing with each other. He's going to play this year. You know what's going to happen, guys.
What?
Come on. What do you mean, come on?
I got a guy
holding his side. I got guys walking around with hamstring injuries. Quarterbacks with hamstring injuries. Kenny Pickett went on one long run on a Sunday, and all of a sudden he's got a hamstring injury.
Fate is intervening.
Fate is intervening.
Top secret note, just an FYI, the Browns removing all traces of Deshaun Watson from the stadium. No banners, jerseys, anything related.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to tell you right now,
it's on my phone.
There is somebody up there in the clouds, and they're going to go, oh, no, you paid for those years. You're getting those years. That's what they're saying. Until we get to next summer, until June 1st of next year, this is what it is, guys. Don't get mad at me. Because I saw it yesterday on the internet, and I saw a bunch of people saying, I'm not going to watch. That's up to you guys. I'm going to watch. I'll be intrigued.
All right, his base was $46 million this year, but $25.9 against the cap.
How would you react if he plays this season? How would you react?
I would definitely be intrigued to see what version of Watson we'd be getting, because the version we've got looked like the worst quarterback in football.
Are you paying close attention, or are you going to do yard work?
Oh, by that time of the season, you are tanking, right?
Deshaun Watson or yard work?
If he's quarterbacking your team,
well,
you are in tank mode anyway.
You
like,
think Deshaun Watson blames himself for these last few years, or you think he blames the Browns? Do you think that he's in the Browns' future plans? Nope. No. Well, no better way to... put the hurt on the Browns and playing like crazy and playing really, really well and taking you out of that first pick.
Can you imagine?
What a way to go to work.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.